You're listening to SBS News.
Julie Bishop's 20-year career in Australian politics will come to an end when the next general election is called. Popular with Liberal voters, Miss Bishop has held the West Australian seat of Curtin since 1998. She was the Liberal Party's deputy leader from 2007 to 2018 and was also Australia's first female foreign minister. Announcing her retirement in federal parliament, Miss Bishop said she was proud of her achievements.
It has been an immense honour to be the longest serving member for Curtin and also to be the deputy leader of the Liberal Party, the first female to hold the role for 11 years over half my entire political career. And I'm also proud of the fact that I am the first woman to contest the leadership ballot of the Liberal Party in its 75-year history.
Miss Bishop served as deputy under three Liberal Party leaders, Brendan Nelson, Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull. She moved to the backbench last year following a failed leadership bid, eventually won by current Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Mr. Morrison says Miss Bishop's replacement, whoever it is, has big shoes to fill.
She is an incredibly classy individual, as we remarked in our own party room about Julie some time ago. But the other thing I'd say about this, one of my favourite verses relates to the phrase where it says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And that is a phrase that I think very much speaks to the service that we've seen from the member for Curtin.
Labor leader Bill Shorten has paid tribute to Miss Bishop for her role as trailblazer. He reserved special praise for Miss Bishop's work as foreign minister in the aftermath of 2014's MH17 air disaster. The downing of MH17 killed all 298 people on board, including 38 Australians.
A lot of it fell to her, the calm and composure and the kindness. I saw firsthand how she would show up for the families, and you know, it was real, it was authentic. She really was a leader, but I also saw her steely determination to help pursue justice.
Miss Bishop's former colleague, Julia Banks, now an independent MP, says Australia is poorer for Miss Bishop not having been successful in pursuit of Liberal Party leadership.
Julie Bishop is one of the finest leaders this country has ever seen. Julie Bishop should have been the first female Liberal Prime Minister. She's a woman of incredible wit, acute intellect, and I am deeply honoured to call her my friend.
Independent MP Karen Phelps has told the ABC Miss Bishop leaves a lasting legacy.
We've had a very prominent woman providing enormous public service in the Australian Parliament for 20 years, and she's represented Australia brilliantly as Foreign Minister, and I think the Parliament will miss her.
Miss Bishop says she's confident the Coalition will win the upcoming federal election without her. She says she will work hard to ensure a Liberal candidate wins pre-selection for her former seat. Uma Rishi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.